Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive Football Week, Monday Night Football, Sunday Afternoon Football, short week. Luke Jones will be on the scene as he is and will be on Monday night for all things Ravens. And we were pretty much on the couch over the weekend. Luke, I went to a baseball game last week. I went to Dodger Stadium. I got to go to Chavez Ravine, and I did my West Coast thing, but the football thing out there, let me say this before we even get into Sunday on the couch. My wife and I, when we travel, she drives, I navigate. I know LA really well. I'm driving around. She does not know LA well. She's been there a handful of times, never really liked LA much. So I'm driving her around and showing her things she's never seen. And I had a hankering for a Rubio's fish taco. And I know where the Rubio's Fish Taco is, just south of LAX in El Segundo, home of George Brett and Ken Brett, by the way. And it's a smokestack community right south of the airport where the beaches aren't really beautiful. And then Manhattan Beach, everything's $12 million up on a hill. It's beautiful. Looks like Tuscan castles. So I said to my wife, let's go get some tacos before we go to the airport. We make a turn off the freeway and we pull up in El Segundo. And everything's powder blue and gold. South Bay Chargers, Harbaugh, Ortiz, Herbert. It was like almost like being in San Diego, 1971. Maybe for Johnny U, what he found when he got out there. I just want to say it was an NFL weekend, and I traveled. I was in Phoenix all day Friday and into Saturday morning and day. Saw Pat Tillman stuff everywhere, saw Fitzgerald jerseys, saw Cowboys jerseys everywhere. When you travel in an airport on a Saturday in this country, I saw Packers fans going this way, Browns fans going that way. And I thought, we got Monday Night Football. I can red eye back from Phoenix, no problem, get some sleep. I really enjoyed being on the couch all day, spending the day with Scott Hansen, as well as the really, really freaky deaky weird throwback thing that CBS did. And whatever if you see Evan, tell him whatever he does to auction off those gold glasses, I hope it makes a lot of money for charity.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. It was fun. It was cool to see Brent Musburger, and it was cool to see the reverence that some of those guys had for Brent Musburger. I mean, I think it was Ian Eagle who said how much of an honor it was to, because they do their 20 minutes before kickoff, like whip around where every broadcast team will spend 90 seconds talking about their game, that he was able to send it back to Brent Musburger. He said how much of an honor that was. I thought that was cool. I mean, the outfits and like that was a little hokey or whatever, but it's a pregame show. We don't need to take ourselves too seriously. But it was a very interesting day in the sense that if you asked me at halftime of the early window games, I thought it was pretty terrible. I mean, because there were some lopsided games. The bad games on Sunday were bad, but when you end up seeing how it all wound up, there were seven different games where the game-winning score came in the last 3 minutes. I mean, that was the most since in the merger era, according to Elias Sports Bureau. So you're talking about a very entertaining day, even if it wasn't conventional great football in the way that you normally think about it. I mean, look at the Pittsburgh game. I mean, the Steelers didn't play that well at all. New England turned it over five times, right? And that allows the Steelers to come away with a victory. I mean, you look at how the Browns won. You look at some of these games with defensive scores and kicks and special teams adventures and returns and all. There was quite a range. There was a wide net of weird things that happened on Sunday, but it resulted in, to your point, if you're watching Red Zone at 3:50 on Sunday afternoon, it's pretty good. I mean, it absolutely was entertaining. And I mean, starting to see, 3 weeks in, you start to see the cream rise to the top a little bit. Although you look at the AFC North and you'd say, well, Cincinnati is, came into Monday in first place, and yet that was.
No one believes. I'm not a believer.
Well, of course. Well, and no one is, because Joe Burrow's done, and I know there's some talk that he could be back in late December or for a playoff run, but
You know what I took out of Sunday? Pittsburgh's real. I mean, they're not going anywhere. I mean, I think they're going to hang around.
Hang around, yes. Do I think they're anything special? No.
I don't
I
think
mean,
special. I just think
yeah.
special
I
enough
just,
to be a 3-point team in every
yeah.
game and a touchdown in every
Yeah.
game. And if
I don't know
your
what they've
kicker better
done.
be on, and because Rodgers can, if they're down 10 points, 8 minutes left to go, they have a chance. And they haven't really
Yeah.
had that with this cast of Bubby Brewsters they've been running in here lately since Roethlisberger went away, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to a point. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I don't know. For one, and I know their defense played better. I think their defense has been really underwhelming. It was better on Sunday, and clearly the Patriots helped out by turning it over 5 times. And Pittsburgh had a played a part in that. I don't want to
My
say
boy
it's
Chuck
not a.
Clark, it's still like he got hazed in the room this week. He
Oh,
dropped
that,
the
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but the reality is, when you look at the rest of the division, where Cincinnati is, look, I think Jake Browning actually can be a decent backup quarterback. And, I mean, he kind of proved it 2 years ago that you can win a couple games here and there with him, but they can't run the ball at all. I mean, they were careless with the football. They were just awful. I mean, and the Vikings had a backup quarterback too, so you can't just say, "Well, no, Joe Burrow." Well, the Vikings are playing Carson Wentz, and I get it. I mean, Carson Wentz has a little more of a track record, but yeah, you look at this division right now. I mean, the Ravens are the class of the division. I mean, and that's regardless of Monday night's outcome, right? I mean, I'm just saying that in terms of looking at how it looks on paper right now, because Cincinnati's without Joe Burrow is lost. And Pittsburgh, to your point, yeah, I agree, they'll hang around and everything, but you're not a big believer in that. And Cleveland would be the most interesting team if they had any kind of an offense whatsoever. I mean, if they had any kind of, and I don't say this to be too disrespectful to Joe Flacco, but I have to be realistic with what Joe Flacco is at age 40. If they had any kind of a solid quarterback and a functional passing game that could actually make some plays, that defense is for real. I mean, that defense is pretty legitimate, and I think they certainly proved that against the Packers. So, just looking at the AFC North, but then you kind of pull your focus to the rest of the league, and Chargers looking pretty good. How about the Colts? They've punted once. I get it. Beating the Titans is no impressive feat in 2025, but man, that Indianapolis team is starting to wonder, like, okay, they could win that division, right? I mean, especially, I mean, look at Houston,
Houston's
where you,
terrible, right? I
yeah,
mean,
I mean,
that's a shot. That's a big piece of news, right? Like, I thought they were something. The Ravens are going to
two
see
years
them in a couple
ago,
weeks, right?
yeah, 2 years ago, I mean, when you saw what CJ Stroud did as a rookie and where they were, and they came into Baltimore, and remember, as much as the Ravens pulled away in the second half, that was what? Wasn't that a 10-10 game at halftime 2 years ago in the divisional round? But before the Ravens beat them and went to the title game, you thought at that point, okay, here's Houston joining the party, knocking on the door where Kansas City, Ravens, Buffalo have been, and throw Cincinnati in there if you'd like as well. But you thought Houston was on the come and getting ready to join that group, and they've done nothing but go backwards since then. So it's a crazy league. And the first couple of weeks you kind of see some things and you kind of want to see, okay, how much of it is real, how much of this, Green Bay looked like total world beaters the first 2 weeks, and then you go into Cleveland and you lose to the Browns, right? I mean, that's not going to convince anyone. I mean, and I still think the Packers are good and could be really good, but certainly not a good day for them on that front. So, and then you have a team like the Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions. They fall behind big, but to the Rams, their passing game looks like a disaster. All the chatter about them has been about the tush push and how that works. And
Jumping off the line early.
yeah, but they fall behind, and then they just say, "Hey, Jalen Hurts, it's time to go air it out." And they did it. And then they get the big play from Jordan Davis, the blocked field goal and the fat guy touchdown, running down the field, which, by the way, he's really fast for how big he is.
By the way,
So
that was a theme too. These crazy
crazy.
block kicks, block punts,
Made
people
kicks,
getting
all kinds of
in.
stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it was a reminder. It's one of those Sundays that coaches love, and if nowhere else, John Harbaugh will love, because as the Ravens, in the aftermath of the Detroit game, you'll look around the league, and they even do this. They have a, I forget what they call it, but I know every week they'll put together clips that happen in other games. They use it as teaching tape. Something will happen, an obscure rule, an obscure penalty. Some team takes advantage of some kind of situation. Some team shows some great situational awareness. And then they'll play that. They'll say, hey, look what happened in the Green Bay Carolina game, on Sunday, and I'm obviously making that up.
Well, you and I go through this every week on situational. And imagine if we bet on it, you and me, right? Like, can you imagine betting on
Bad beat
that
of the
game?
Rams game? Oh my
Oh my
gosh.
God. I said to Jen, I'm not even a gambler, but I know that pushed the line. I
Oh my
mean,
goodness, yeah.
like, and I'm thinking to myself, you had your bet won, you had your game won, you had it like all the way
Crazy.
through when that happens. And then I'm sharing the Joe Flacco, him sitting there when the kick and the
That's
ball
pretty
goes
cool.
through, and he has to count the five to make sure that it actually happened,
Right.
because he's been through everything. But him, Russell Wilson's still running around. Tyrod Taylor was running around throwing the football. Like, just watching the quarterbacks, Marcus Mariota winning games, right? So, I mean, I saw Jameis Winston on the sideline in a game where somebody older than him's playing, where they have the young kid waiting to come in. And I'm thinking, and then I'm seeing the poor Denver kid, Nick, who I sort of root for a little bit, sitting there looking all sullen and beaten. And I go back to the fact that I forgot the Chargers were in LA. And I was taking my, dude, I swear to God, I'm driving through South Central, not a great neighborhood. And we're driving south on the 110. And I said to Jen, because she'd never been to the Memorial Coliseum, they now have like a spaceship in the parking lot where they play soccer. And it's a silver thing. Crazy. I say to her, let me take you over and show you SoFi. We had an hour to kill before our flight at LAX. We get off, we go through this area that used to be just an area you would not drive through on the way to see Magic Johnson play Showtime at the Forum. Forum's still there. I went there last year to see Pearl Jam. And the Forum's in the parking lot where SoFi is. There's a whole nother structure. There's a whole nother arena across the street from the arena and the stadium. And I'm like, the hell is that? It looks like a spaceship. It looks like the Sphere in Vegas. And we're pulling up on it. It's the Intuit Dome where the Clippers play. That thing wasn't there 4 years ago when
Yeah, just
I
it's just
swear to
opened
God,
in the last year or so.
dude, it wasn't there a year and a half ago when I was there drinking beer on that I bought in a Sanford and Son place with the liquor store for $1. Big tall boys, Coors Lights. So I take my wife to SoFi. We drive around. She sees the campus, and I'm like, "Let's get a taco." And we drove, I don't know, 4 miles, not far, south. And I'm on the Chargers campus in El Segundo. That. I had a girlfriend in El Segundo 30 years ago. Like I know El Segundo. I know that area. I'm like, I forgot the Chargers even existed. The league better catch up to that. They're 3-0. Like,
Look good.
I don't know if they even look like they might have fans now. Like they're an established thing there, I guess, is what I'm getting at. And not just how much LA sports has changed from the fact that I used to go out there all the time and say, are they ever going to get an NFL team? Is it ever going to happen here for them? And Harbaugh's brother, watch out. I mean, he's playing okay, and they're doing okay without the left tackle. And I don't know. There's something about the Harbaugh thing, and I'm sure he's cheating. But there's something about Jim that wherever he goes, this happens, right? Like, that's the biggest story in the league to me, is are the Chargers real at this point at 3-0?
Well, I mean, I think they're real. I mean, I'm not ready to say that they're going to be the class of the AFC by any means, but I mean, yeah, when you look at the fact they're 3-0, they've already beaten Kansas City head to head. The Chiefs are working through whatever they are right now, and I'm not ready to bury the Chiefs, but I
Hey,
think you
don't do
have
it this week. We got to play them.
no, and look, Xavier Worthy. I mean, he practiced this past week. I think he's going to be back. It seems like they've found something with Thornton in the second half of that game. He's actually emerged as someone that can catch the ball and make some plays for them. But yeah, like Kansas City, at least, you know, and look, 2 months from now, they might be humming again. They might figure it out. I mean, 2 years ago, they were in a position where they looked like they were done, and then they figured it out. So I'm not at all saying that won't happen. But as they're presently constructed, this is as vulnerable as they've looked in a long time. So you have the Chargers doing what they've done now. Bummer for them, Najee Harris, Achilles tear. You know, so they're going to be relying even more on Hampton, you know, the young back. I mean, Khalil Mack had the elbow injury on Monday Night Football in week two, but he'll be back. But yeah, I mean, you look at them and say, hey, that's impressive. I mean, tough one for Denver to lose, right? I mean, that was a good football game. Unlike that Cowboys Bears game, that was the other game at the late window that was
Well, you know, Peyton's got
EU.
Denver better too. I mean, Denver was a
Sure.
laughing stock for a period of time,
Sure.
and I think the Raiders are whatever the hell they are. I mean, we talked
Yeah,
about them.
they've been. I didn't think the Raiders were going to be good. Let me be clear, but boy, they've been really bad
They're
so far.
really bad teams, man. It is. We're week three, dude, and Raiders, Saints, Titans, Jets, right? Like I, you know, just teams that like Browns, right? They can't win. But the Browns play half a game at least, right? I
Browns
mean,
have a the Browns defense is very legitimate. It's just, are they going to be able to score at any kind of level that's going to allow them to win games? And will that defense hold up when you're 9 or 10 or 11 games into losing games because your offense isn't doing anything for you? And look, they beat the Packers on Sunday. Good for them.
well, look,
But yeah.
outcome Monday night notwithstanding with the Ravens and the Lions, I expect the Ravens to be playing football in January. I'm interested in who's going to be playing
Sure.
football in January on the other side. I'm going to give the Bills the hall pass in the face. Like at Disney World, they're just going to get the fast pass
Yeah.
because of where they are. I've mentioned the Steelers. We've written off the Bengals, which I'm good with that. I'm 100% good with without Joe Burrow. I
Can't
write
run the
them off.
ball.
They're horrible.
Have you seen Chase Brown's rushing numbers so far? I mean, it's wild. Like it's something that you would think it's like a video game where some kid just keeps picking the same exact play over and over and over. Chase Brown, who I, let me be clear, I'm not saying this is his fault, but their running game, he has carried the ball in three games 47 times for 93 yards. He's averaging 2 yards a carry. And that's with Joe Burrow being there for the first game and a half. So if they can't run the ball, they can't protect the quarterback. That's evident because Joe Burrow's hurt again. They can't, you know, their defense might be better than it was last year, but it's still a weakness. I don't care how great Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are, I don't see how they're going to win games, right? To a level that's going to matter that Joe Burrow coming back in late December is
Well,
even
you
going to
go
be
back in the
something you
building
want to
after getting
do.
your ass beat like that with a backup
It's
quarterback,
embarrassing.
and Joe's can't play, and the wide receivers want the ball and can't get it, and I mean
That's
that gets
embarrassing.
lopsided very, very quickly, and with the expectation of that community now that's bought in for the first time I can ever remember. They certainly, you know, tried to during the Marvin era and the Carson Wentz era and the Andy Dalton era. I say Carson Wentz, I meant Carson Palmer, excuse me.
Carson Palmer,
I'm
yeah.
getting all my car Johnny Carsons. I'm getting all my
I knew who
Carsons
you
mixed
meant.
up. I was in Carson, California this week too, so there is a Carson, California. I showed my wife where the Chargers played with the Ravens a couple years ago in that junior college soccer rink. So I mean, I got the whole tour out on all of this, but looking around the league and reading the tea leaves, I mean, Eagles are really good. No matter what happens with the Lions, I'm a buyer that they're a contender. I don't know about the Bears though. They might have a quarterback, huh?
Yeah, you know what though? I think you cut for me. I'm not ready to say that. I mean, look, Caleb Williams. There's a reason why he was drafted where he was, but it's been very up and down. And as good as it looked on Sunday, then you tune into Sunday Night Football. You see how inept the Giants' offense looked, and then you remembered what the Giants' offense did against the Dallas defense the previous week, and you start to say, I think that's more of a Dallas defense issue than those
They got rid of
offenses
their
being
heart
here.
and soul. I mean,
And
that
that's the
tells you how
thing.
asleep Jerry Jones is that
I
you're
mean,
going
it
to do
just.
that on the eve of the season.
But I just think
And
that I think that defense is really bad. And I think you saw the Bears do what the Giants did the previous week, which is looked pretty darn good against the Dallas defense. So, which, by the way, we'll be treated to the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football facing Micah Parsons and the Packers. If you didn't have your fill of
Yeah,
seeing them
they
in,
won't make a big deal about that or anything,
yeah.
right?
Well, I mean, they'll make a big deal about it, but once the game starts, I think that's going to get ugly. Because I
Hey, and I'll
just.
say this, for all that aside, Monday night, what notwithstanding with the Ravens and the Lions, Ravens Chiefs is the game. I mean, this is
Sure.
it's a heavyweight fight that's going to be a 4 o'clock afternoon, Midwestern Chiefs are one. I mean, Chiefs are teetering, right? So this is a big league week for you and I to be talking about where the Ravens are, but who's going to be there waiting for them? And that's why I found myself unwittingly on the Chargers campus without even seeing it on the Google map. We just popped up at a red light and we were at the Chargers corner, and I'm like, oh my God, they're here, because I had forgotten. The league, they are reaching to the point now of saying, all right, are we real or are we not real? Because the Bills are and the Ravens are.
Yeah.
Chiefs used to be. I don't know who else is in the way here, because it ain't the Houston Texans, because I thought it was them. And you would say the Colts,
I
but
mean,
yeah.
it's not. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I thought the Colts were going to be anything special going into the season. But at some point in time, you have to recognize, like, through three games, and I get it. They played the Dolphins, who we know are a
Oh.
disaster. They did beat the Broncos, and I don't think the Broncos are a bad football team. So, hey, I'll give you that one. Even though, it was a week earlier, but we were talking about some of the crazy special teams. You and I never even touched on that. How they had the leaping call at the end of the game, and they got the mulligan then, and they won. But you know what? They're 3-0. Daniel Jones is kind of playing at, where Daniel Jones, remember he had the year with the Giants where they paid him then because he had a nice year. This is the best he's played in a couple years, and the rest of that division, I mean, are you a believer in the Jaguars? We've already talked about the Texans. The Titans are awful. So someone's got to win that division. I'm not saying the Colts are going to go 14-3 and that they're a juggernaut, but they look pretty solid so far. So I would not have expected that. And you're talking about a team, a coaching staff and a front office that, let's face it, they're playing for their lives. When you consider how the Anthony Richardson thing played out and just how the Colts in recent years, post Andrew Luck have fared, it hasn't been very good. So that's a coaching staff that is feeling some urgency. I think that's part of the reason why they went to Jan they turned to Daniel Jones, because I think they just trust him more than Richardson. And so far it's, they punted once in three games. I mean, it's I know they haven't played the juggernauts, and again, I'm not putting them at the top of my power rankings by any means, but you have to start acknowledging that, hey, they might be decent. They
Hey,
might be the team that's going to come out of that division, that at the very least.
at this point with the scheduling, I start to look and say, all right, who's over the hill? I go back to Billick's quartiles, right? Who's over the hill? Texans, Rams. Who do we have to play? Bears, Vikings. They look more formidable than even the Bengals, which we looked at. I now look at the Bengals and say, man, not as formidable for sure by the time we get to them. But, Houston would have been the one where I've been like, I'd way rather play the Colts. Now all of a sudden you get Houston, you'd be like, hey, all right, avoid the Colts here. Because I think avoiding games like the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs back to back on short rest that the Ravens have to deal with, when the Madubuike thing, when the Ricard thing, when other injuries are happening in real time, and teams, I mean, I saw Connor tear up his ankle in that
Oh, terrible. That
Cardinals
injury, yeah.
game. So yeah, I mean, I just see these horrible things happening and think like, all right, we're who do we have this week? Who do we have next week? Who's in the way? And if you think you're a 12 or 13 win team, and we do here, who's going to be in the way at the end? Who are the emerging teams? And we might see a couple of them. Bears and Vikings might be emerging teams.
Could be, although, like I said, I'm still not there with either of those teams. And the Vikings, I think it's more so just the quarterback question, right? I mean, J.J. McCarthy, I understand, gets hurt, but wasn't looking very good the first couple games before he got hurt. Carson Wentz, is he a good backup at this point in his career? Sure. Do I think he's a guy that if he plays more than a couple games, is going to get exposed. Yes. So,
Meanwhile,
but
Darnold looked good,
yeah.
right?
Well, yeah, no question. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously the Ravens, we've talked a lot about this pre-bye gauntlet that they have. And, you know, when you're talking Detroit, Kansas City, and I'm not, believe me, just because the Chiefs have looked how they've looked so far, you're still going to Arrowhead, right? I mean, it's still the Chiefs, and they're gonna get some guys back, and you're gonna see how it looks over the course of the year. I mean,
Andy
I,
versus John.
yeah, and I mean, that's part of it, right? That's part of it, and
Spags.
Spags and all of that. But at the same time, they're preparing for the Ravens. But you know, you look at Houston after that. I mean, the Texans, I mean, they're 0-3. Where are they going at this point in time? I mean, that's, don't get me wrong, I was kind of down on them coming off of last season, but not like this. I mean, to be 0-3, that's one of the more surprising outcomes around the league through 3 weeks, is to see the Texans be at 0-3. But the Rams, disappointment of their choke job on Sunday notwithstanding, I mean, they kind of pulled a Ravens, right? I mean, they blew a big lead in the second half, although you could kind of see that coming in the first half because they settled for some field goals at some times where they really could have stepped on Philly's neck and they didn't do it. But hey, we saw this when the Rams came in 2 years ago when the Ravens beat them in that, you know, that game in the Tylan Wallace punt return game. They gave the Ravens everything they could handle. I mean, that was a fantastic football game. So, you know, I think the Rams, assuming Stafford's back holds up, I mean, that was the big question over the summer. But if it holds up, I
If the
think the
Rams go to
Rams,
Philadelphia and give them hell, seeing them in 3 weeks is a problem here.
no question, no
Yeah.
question. I mean, I expect it to be a heck of a football game. So you know, I mean, that's where you look at this thing, and you know, that's why it's disappointing to drop the game in week one the way the Ravens did against the Bills, because I mean, you had it, right? I mean, you had it. You had a 2-score lead halfway through the fourth quarter, and you know, you blew it. So, you know, I'm still very high on this football team, but yeah, you're trying to look around at who's legit, who's maybe, and who's done. And yeah, there are some teams I'm already comfortable saying done, because I didn't think they were, you know, I didn't think the Titans were any good
You
anyway.
know, that really speaks to the Ravens as we, you know, I give them a hard enough time about their lack of integrity and the whole Justin Tucker thing and just all of it, the lies that come inevitably through this, and you hope they're telling the truth about Matabike, but it's a hip of this and a quiet that, and we can't talk, you know, like whatever it is, now that we're into the cones of competitive, what mood is John Harbaugh in on a Wednesday or Thursday, reading tea leaves to figure out where they are. The Ravens have rarely in 30 years, and they celebrated all this with Ozzie and the two trophies, and I have books that you can have that they're available on the internet about their championships and the experiences inside and outside all of that. These franchises that can't get out of their way, that are perennially bad or even have bad luck, like the Bengals with the quarterback situation or whatever the poor Commanders, Washington football fans have been through for 30 years, 40 miles away, where we've witnessed how bad it's been. Buffalo was 17 years without a playoff anything, and now they have this juice and this momentum. And even places like Green Bay, where it looks like they can win again. And they've been for 35 years now through three quarterbacks, pretty good. These other places where it gets bad and it gets dark and it gets lonely and you feel like you can't win. I mean, just the Falcons with this kid throwing the ball around. I think I like him, but my God, they got blistered
That
and
was, yeah.
they looked awful. And when you have a young quarterback and you look awful, or you don't have a quarterback like Cleveland and you're paying a serial predator money, and you have a 40-year-old quarterback, if you have Russell Wilson or Joe Flacco or Tyrod Taylor or any of these kind of guys running your offense, I like all them fine, the nice people and all that. But what are you selling to your fan base when you're getting your ass kicked? If you're the Saints at this point, in regard to hope, and it's not like baseball where it's about money. And I was out at Dodger Stadium last week, and you just feel the money drip off the Dodgers and wonder how they can have this embarrassment. There's Mookie Betts playing shortstop. I'm like, he ain't even a shortstop. How's he playing shortstop? He's 40 years old. Why is he playing shortstop? So I'm like, he's got all these moving parts. The NFL, they all have the same money. They all have the same pool. They all so for teams to be the Raiders, the Saints, I just keep going. The Brown, I mean, I just going through teams with no chance on September the 22nd. It's really disheartening for how bad their leadership is and sort of how the Ravens have figured it out. You know, quarterback to quarterback, haven't changed their coach, haven't changed their philosophy, and managed to win. And the Eagles would be another one of those places where, like, they shake it off and they win. And I feel like Kansas City this week, as we play them, watch out, because it feels like they're not going to take a dip no matter how pissed off Travis Kelce gets.
Yeah, I mean, and that's completely fair. It is funny. You mentioned the Saints, and I have to bring this up because you know how these types of things just drive me nuts. They were losing 35-3 late in the first half. They actually put together a drive. They had a 4th and 2 at the Seattle 33. Mind you, they're down 35-3. This isn't 5 seconds to go on the half where it's the last play of the half. There was a little under 3 minutes to go. It shouldn't even be a question, right? You're going for it in that situation.
We got to get our field goal kicker some reps.
They tried a 52-yard field goal when you're down 32 points and it's 4th and 2 at your opponent's 33. I mean, my goodness, get on the bus and go to the plane, go to the airport and fly home at that point. That's disgrace. You know me, I don't like using the word disgraceful in the realm of sports too often because I think the word loses meaning. That is a disgraceful decision for a franchise that is embarrassing at this point. They've been in cap jail for years. They continue to restructure and extend old guys. And for what? A best case scenario that they maybe could go 7-10 or 8-9 if the stars align perfectly. I mean, that is no way. Yeah, that is no way to go through life trying to go. And so that just, I happened to see that. Oh, Red Zone showed that. And I don't know who was calling the game. And I'm not saying this to be personal, but someone even, like, they said that they could understand them doing that. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? It was the most asinine thing I saw the entire weekend. And there were plenty of really weird, like drunk things that happened over the course of the weekend with some of these crazy plays and things of that nature. But yeah. And you know, to go back to your point about the Ravens and their stability and how some of these franchises have operated, this is 2011 was my first year full time covering the team. So we're talking 15 years now. They have had exactly one season where they weren't playing meaningful games in December. That was a 2015 team that, remember, Suggs tears his Achilles week one. They got off to what, a 1-5 start, 1-6,
Flacco
whatever they
got
were.
hurt.
Flacco got hurt in November. Like, you know, so that was the one year where they, even 21, when Lamar got hurt and they lost their last, what, 6 games. Keep in mind, even going into week 18, they still had a mathematical chance. If they had won and things had gone a certain way, they still had a chance to make the playoffs. So 1 year in the last 15, and look, I know fans get frustrated that this team hasn't broken through. You and I have talked about it a lot. We'll continue to talk about it until they break
And they
through.
can't break through on Monday Night Football against the
Sure, no
Lions or
question. I
Sunday
mean,
afternoon against the
January's
Chiefs or.
months away, right? January's months away. So I get it. I understand the frustration that they haven't been the Chiefs. Right? Buffalo has the same exact discussions. I understand frustration that people in Pittsburgh have had about Mike Tomlin. And I mean, you're talking about a team that hasn't won a playoff game now in 9 years. And I think that is a much more legitimate discussion. However, the grass isn't always greener when you make changes and when you kind of scoff at the stability and the continuity that you've had, the success that you've had. But man, you look at some of these teams. And you see, I mean, look at the Dolphins. You know, that was Thursday night, so it feels a while ago. And I get it. They played a little bit better against the
Yeah, I
Bills
watched that
than
game at Dodger
but
Stadium, and it's like this lounge. I'm like, it's
it was
5 o'clock in the
better.
afternoon, but the game's on. It's West Coast. And I'm like,
Yeah.
hey, that's real football, you know?
But and you know, they had a more representative effort than they had the first 2 weeks, but they're done. I mean, Mike McDaniel's done, right? I mean, that thing needs to be blown up again. And you think about how bad they had been for a while, and they get to the point where, you know, you've got Tua, you trade for Tyreek Hill, Mike McDaniel's this, you know,
Hotshot young
this
guy,
hip,
yeah.
you know, like
Yeah.
kind of off the beaten path, unique, quirky guy, and their offense is scoring a ton of points. And you're thinking, hey, you know, in the same way that I mentioned Houston a few minutes ago, maybe they're going to join the tier of Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Cincinnati if Joe Burrow's healthy, that we've seen over the last 3 to 4 years. And they stink again. You know, I mean, it's just it,
But th
one.
this enters the Colts into being a have, or
Sure.
Denver
For
maybe
at least
being a
right now,
have, or the Chargers
yeah.
being perceived as a have right now. And we're not even sure if the Chiefs are a have. We
Yeah.
think they're a have because they have a quarterback and they have a coach and they have a pedigree, right? But they certainly haven't shown that yet. And they'll have the chance to show that against the Ravens on Sunday. And, you know, as we speak here, the Ravens have a big week ahead too, right? To
Of
be a
course.
have and not a have not, a 3-1 and not a 1-3, because somebody gonna be 1-3, and you just got to make sure it's not you. And if you think you're gonna be a good team and you're not, this is the time of the year where, like, to see the Falcons get their ass kicked like that, to see the Bengals fade without the quarterback, to see some of these teams that the Texans, teams that had hope, that now week three, not so good. And then teams like Miami that are going to have to fire their coach and it's week three.
Yeah.
And we're looking at it and saying, okay, you don't want to be in the position of firing your coach in week three. That's not, you know, and there's
Certainly not.
five places where I don't even know who the coach of the Saints is, but to your point, he should be fired.
Well,
It's week three.
what's funny is he's new, and I like Kellen Moore, but I don't know what that was all about. That was just, I mean, that reeked of we want to try to make the score not look quite as embarrassing rather than are we actually going to try to get back in the football
Hey,
game or
dude,
not?
the Browns
Anyway,
kicked a field goal nobody would have kicked and wound up winning the game 10 minutes later.
but hey, the league's crazy. It's a week-to-week league. Pending Monday night's result, the Ravens going into Kansas City off a Monday game. Now, it's not a Monday night road game, but it's a Monday night game, so it's a short week. Of all the scheduling things that people talk about that I think a lot of them end up being overrated, I absolutely think there's something to a Monday night game with the short week. Usually it's more so the Monday night road game. In fact, that's what happened to the Ravens last year in Cleveland. They played Monday night at Tampa the week before, and I think that got to them. So that's something to watch as well. But hey, you know, this league is, you know, there's a lot that you try to figure out. You think you know something. I mean, Atlanta, I thought they had a really good defense, and then what the heck was that on Sunday? You know, and their offense was the way bigger problem, but still. So you never really know. But that's also why it is a testament to these teams like the Ravens, year in, year out, are consistent enough that even if they're not at their very best, or injuries might catch up with them at times, or they might blow a game occasionally, you're still talking about a team that's in the hunt to do really meaningful things. And there are a lot of cities that would do cartwheels to have the kind of problems that the Ravens might have coming out of week one, or Madubuike and Van Noy being hurt, or whatever. I mean, still in a really good position here. And yeah, it's going to be a huge week, you know, with Monday Night Football and then going to Kansas City to try to, I don't want to say exercise demons, because that's not what we're talking about when January is a different animal, but you could certainly put the Chiefs in a major hole, and that would be a lot of fun from the Ravens' perspective.
Big week around here for football. Big short week around here for football. Luke will have it all handled out in Owings Mills. Any breaking news on the Nnamdi Matabike situation? You'll get it on the breaking news service that we've provided here for 2 decades now. It's all brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. But you know, I'm hanging loose this week to talk some football. I went to a real baseball game last week, and we're into a real football season here. Luke and I also had a lengthy conversation about Trevor Rogers and Kyle Bradish and the silent bats of the Orioles as the season wanes at the end of this week. So we got you covered around here. Also doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. I have the these are kind of these shiny See, I kind of like the way that kind of has a shimmery glow to it. The Ravens times two scratch offs with an opportunity to win a trip to Cincinnati, which feels a lot better. I would even recommend the chili when the Ravens will be a 10-point favorite by the time they get to Cincinnati later in the year. That's the big trip for Ravens scratch offs, and of course, tickets for 20 years as well. I did a huge segment on playing responsibly, gambling responsibly. If you're 3 weeks into this, if you're chasing losses, if you're doing silly stuff you know you shouldn't be doing, 1-800-GAMBLER is there for you. And had an unbelievable conversation with a man named Will Hinman. You can find that at Baltimore Positive, who was a recovered addict who is the person you'll speak to if you call the 800 number. So this time of year, it worries me for everyone that loves football in the way that I love football, but in a different way. I just like collecting my little belt buckles at this point and waiting for Monday Night Football so I can, I got a big story for you, Luke. I don't want to make you salivate, but I went to Pizza John's on Sunday to make sure I had it on Monday night. Pro move, dude. I know what's up. I'm having Pizza John's during the football game tonight. And I said to Jen, we're the only ones who
Well
thought
done.
ahead.
Oh,
Hey.
yeah,
I
I
even
like
got a
that.
cheesesteak on ice. Don't worry about it. Back for more. We are Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.